Did you know that Nika AATC offers self-paced online courses on a growing range of topics aimed at helping you improve health outcomes for people with HIV? These interactive courses can typically be completed in about an hour and cover multidisciplinary topics such as smoking cessation in people with HIV, geriatric assessment and integration and models of care, managing difficult behaviors in HIV care settings, and using Zoom as a virtual workspace. Self-paced online courses are offered on Rise, Nika AATC's online learning platform. Courses are designed for healthcare providers providing patient care for people with HIV, including physicians, physician assistants, nurses, pharmacists, case managers, outreach workers, and other disciplines. To explore online courses for HIV care professionals, navigate to www.nikaatc.org/rise-courses. That's www.nikaatc.org/RISE-courses, or click the link in the podcast episode description. Welcome to Nika in the Know, a podcast for healthcare providers in the HIV field. I'm Mariana Brayman. Today, I'm sitting down with John Farragon to talk about our HIV mobile apps for providers and some updates that were recently released. Welcome again, John.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here again.
So, John, you were involved with updating the Nika AATC mobile apps on drug interactions. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, thanks, Mariana. Correct. We recently re-released these just in the last couple of weeks, maybe. Well, probably about a month ago, probably sometime in August. But what happened now is that we had to update some of the information in the Google Store and also in the Apple Store as well. These, I think, are some really useful applications based on the DHHS HIV guideline table. So, and some of our previously created guides that we had done before, and these are really helping providers to manage HIV infection and drug interactions with HIV meds. So all four apps are now both available in the Apple and Google stores, and everything's been updated. So the first one we'll cover is the DHHS guideline app. So I just want to encourage all of you to, like many people, if you're going to search for this, I've been told that you really have to search DHHS guidelines. So if you do HIV-DHHS in the Apple store or the Google store, this will definitely come up, and you'll see when it comes up, you'll see the Nika AATC logo, which has been updated as well. But what this was, basically, this is a DHHS drug interaction table app. So for those of you who know the tables and know those tables that are actually in the guidelines, this has all been now added into this app, and it's been available for a couple of years now, but now it's been updated with some of the new information. So there's basically a drop down at the bottom. There's four different tabs. And the first one is the HIV and primary care medication. And this has basically four drop down sections. So you pick your class, your medication, and then you pick the concurrent HIV class and concurrent HIV medication. So there's four different drop downs. But before you even get in there now, we also have a kind of an entry thing that you have to say, get started. It's kind of a disclaimer. It's got all of our disclosures as well from HRSA. Tab two is HIV to HIV drug interactions. I think this is where it's probably most helpful in the DHHS interaction app. This one has interactions between the eight different HIV medications that you might be using. So if you're combining, for example, non-nukes with protease inhibitors, for example, you can actually search that. What's been added to this section here is the new lenacapavir, which is the capsid inhibitor. So that was one of the big changes to the tables over the last couple of months. The last 6 months or so that's actually been added. Tab three is metabolism. It's basically, there's a chart in the guidelines which lists how all the drugs are metabolized, and it actually has that as well, and you can take a look at that. And then I think tab four is really helpful at the bottom on the right hand corner. It's a resource tab, and it basically has just like the first app, all these resources are linked in this tab. It has telephone contacts, it has web contacts for HRSA, for the national curriculum, for example, for all of the major HIV drug interaction and major HIV drug information websites that you would use, they're actually in there. There's also some stuff on addiction as well, and some of the substance use disorder web resources are also in that resource tab. So it's actually pretty good as a start.
Now, I know many patients with HIV also have concurrent psychiatric illness, and I understand that one of the apps is just for psychiatry. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's correct. So the DHHS app is one thing. Now, the second app we did was called this HIV and psychiatric and HIV drug interaction. So many of you may remember this if you've been around doing HIV long enough, but the ATC used to have a psychiatric guide. It was a pocket guide that actually was like on one of those spirals that you could kind of flip, and it was a small pocket guide that you could fit in your, you know, it was small enough to fit in your lab coat. And it was really helpful. I think it had a lot of the psychiatric interactions. So basically what we did is we took a lot of the information out of that and we converted it into just the psychiatric medications that are used commonly. And we used kind of a combination of both the tables from DHHS and also some of the information that was in this guide. And again, it's just kind of the same thing. There's these drop downs where you can pick the psychiatric class, the psychiatric med, the concurrent HIV class and the concurrent HIV medication, and it'll give you basically the outputs that are in the DHHS table. So if it tells you not to use carbamazepine with whatever drug, or if it tells you to, you know, be cautious of TCA toxicity if you're using these drugs together, you know, it'll tell you all that, you know, depending on what psychiatric med you're combining with what antiretroviral. It has the metabolism of the HIV and psych classes. And then it also has that same web and telephone resources. This one only has three tabs at the bottom, not four, but that last tab, the web and telephone resources, is the same across all four of the apps. So that's actually really helpful. And it's similar to the psychiatric app, Mariana. We also used we had a recreational drug guide that we used to have back in the day, that and a narcotic guide. So we had two separate guides that we combined into one, that had both the recreational medications and also had narcotics and drugs for opiate and for substance use disorder. So there's actually four drop downs in this one, and it has opioid and meth therapy. So you can pick that one, or you can pick HIV and recreational drug interactions. And when you go into this app, you'll see if you download them, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You basically, again, pick the class of drugs, pick the individual med you're talking about. And then it asks you to pick the HIV drug class, and then the HIV drug itself. And then it'll give you some kind of an output. What's good about this though, at least for the recreational substances, it also has it talks about potential adverse events with the recreational drug and also some harm reduction principles related to that individual substance. This one is a little less, I don't want to say it's not scientific, but it's hard to find the data exactly. So when we created that guide years ago, we kind of had, you know, some experts that kind of weighed in to say what the harm reduction principles probably should be. And I think that's really, really done well with the recreational drug interactions. But again, if you're looking for medication assisted therapy, or, you know, for example, if you're looking for buprenorphine interactions or methadone interactions, it's all pretty much in this narcotic, recreational narcotic application that we have. And also the web and telephone resources is the last tab, which also has is the same for all four apps, which I think is really helpful.
I know that many patients with HIV and HCV co-infection have already been treated, but these medications can also interact with HIV meds. So what about the fourth app that's being released?
Yeah, so this one actually just does app four, Mariana, is just on HIV and Hep C drugs. So you're right. Most people have been treated, although we still have people coming in who may potentially have either failed or been reinfected. This certainly does happen in hepatitis C. So most of the drugs that we use now, like, for example, valpatasvir, even sofosbuvir, and even the GP, lucaprevir, pabrentasvir, a lot of these drugs don't have a lot of significant interactions. But we did with this one, we actually had the HIV and hepatitis C interactions, but then we also added the hepatitis C and primary care medication drug interactions as well. So anything that's in the label for any of these medications where they may interact with drugs, like, for example, any primary care medication that's listed is also now in this app as well, which I think is really helpful. And then we also have the metabolism of both the HIV and the hepatitis C meds, and also some of the web and telephone resources for this one. So bottom line, these are really great apps, I think, for people to use.
So just to sum up, what do HIV care providers need to know about these apps and why should they download them?
Yeah, so I think the apps are really helpful. I think they're different than many of you may use the HIV, the Liverpool app, which is really, really good. I think the difference with this, with these apps, at least for the first one, all of the outputs are basically based on the DHHS guideline tables. So if you know those tables, they're very, very hard to search. You know, there's no way to search them. You can go to the individual page in the table and find it. But now this app will actually help you do that. And it's been available for a couple of years now. So I think that's really the most important thing. It's going to probably be the most useful for providers who are taking care of patients. And it also has that HIV to HIV drug interaction table that's in the guidelines as well. So if you're combining it with certain medications, you know, that are two HIV class of medications for somebody's treatment experience, for example, I think this will be really helpful. The other thing too, I'll also mention, Marianne, is that this has been updated again with the lenacapavir. Also, all of the drugs for Mpox that we're using, like Ticoviramat, and there's other drugs as well. There are some interactions that you have to think about. So we're not seeing a lot of Mpox this summer. We barely saw any. It was nowhere near what we saw in 2022. However, you know, I think there's a lot of people that feel it's not, you know, this is not going away forever. And certainly, if that rears its head again, you know, those data sets are in there. In addition to some other updates as well. So I think it's really helpful in the long run to have, you know, these different options. And I think the recreational narcotic guide is helpful. And certainly if you're just treating psychiatry, if you're a psychiatrist out there and you're doing and you have somebody with HIV, this is that psych app in particular is very, very good for some of those specific situations and those specific providers that are working with those patients. So I think they're going to be helpful.
John, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about these mobile apps geared specifically towards HIV care providers. You can find information on where and how to download the apps in the episode description. We really hope you learned something new today. To learn more about NICA AATC's work and our role in ending the HIV epidemic, visit us at www.nicaaatc.org. That's www.necaaatc.org. If you have questions or comments about anything we covered today, or if you have suggestions for topics you'd like to hear us talk about, don't hesitate to email us at podcast@nicaaatc.org. That's podcast@nicaaatc.org. Stay safe, and we'll see you on Thursday for our next episode of NICA in the Know. This presentation is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government.